All right, so now that the Buffalo Bills are out of the NFL playoffs, I think it's time that we had a talk about the DeMar Hamlin situation. Everything about the DeMar Hamlin story is about as bizarre as it could possibly be, and nobody's talking about it. It's like it's almost forbidden. It's framed as insensitive or conspiratorial to have the balls to say out loud what everyone else is already thinking. So we're just going to say it out loud. Between the NFL and the Players Association and the Hamlin family and Pfizer, the Cincinnati doctors, with the league-wide gag order that's in place, not allowing any players or personnel to talk about the situation at all, the reaction of the players on the field, 10 million live viewers watching Monday Night Football, and all of the fans at the stadium in person, all acutely aware that all of the stakeholders are desperate to get past the last 2 years of mandates and coercion and bribes and payoffs throughout the deployment of the bioweapon. Let's be clear, the NFL was compensated massive amounts of money to push this shot onto its players and personnel, and ultimately you, the fan. The Pro Bowl was canceled, the 2020 preseason was canceled, and you weren't getting into a complex unless you had your QR code. Essentially, if players and fans weren't injected, you lost football. They were holding the entire NFL season hostage, period. So now let's just zoom out for a bit and take in the big picture. In the middle of Monday Night Football, an NFL player just died suddenly, right there on the field after a routine hit. And let's be clear, that never happens. Exactly one other NFL player has died on the field. That was Chuck Hughes more than 50 years ago. But Hughes didn't die out of the blue. He'd suffered a chest injury months before. It was misdiagnosed as a spleen injury instead of one that endangered his heart. And then he kept playing despite his worsening condition. Ultimately, he finally died of a fatal heart attack. It was nothing like Hamlin, who went from completely fine, popping up on his feet, to dead on the field in just 5 seconds. So that's the start of the weirdness. Now, according to narratives that we've been told, Hamlin had to be revived on the field and then revived again after arriving at the hospital. This was not a mild heart attack. This was a severe one. He was unconscious. He was intubated. He was put into a medically induced coma for several days. We were told basically nothing in that time. Just shut up. Don't ask questions about Hamlin's vaccine status. Never mind that your vaccine status has been everyone's business for the last 2 years. His is none of your business. Just watch your own bobber. Don't let it cross your mind, not even for a second, that the bioweapon did this after over 1,000 professional athletes have collapsed on the field of play in the last fiscal year. Keep in mind, the historical average was 5 to 10 each year, never more than 10. Now over 1,000. And then, as if in a movie, suddenly it all changes. He wakes up. And wouldn't you know it, his first question is, who won the game? And then the doctors reply, you won the game, DeMar. You won the game of life. Like, really, is this a movie? It must be a movie. And then after that, suddenly he gets better really quickly. He does these smiling selfies where he's not on oxygen, not even hooked up to a visible heart monitor. Mind you, he was revived twice from a major severe heart attack. They rapidly check him out of the hospital within just a few days, and send him back to Buffalo on a plane, apparently without even determining what caused the heart attack in the first place. And they apparently still don't know, by the way, not publicly anyway. We suspect that privately they do know and aren't telling us for a very obvious reason. And according to how the press is presenting all of this, that's it. He's all better now. He went to the Bills game, but he didn't go on the field. He was just in a box, in a suite, and waved to people while wearing hoodies and shades and a scarf, so you literally couldn't see his face at all. He's posted photos of himself, but hasn't granted a single interview, even though supposedly he's been calling his teammates to chat with them on the phone. It's all just bizarre. And it doesn't have to be that he's secretly dead or any of the things that people are already accusing us of saying. No, it could easily just be that Hamlin is being used for the NFL's PR. They need him to be getting better and fast, like right away. But maybe he's not better. Maybe he's actually deeply messed up. It would make sense considering he spent several minutes dead on a playing field less than a month ago. And as for why nobody has said anything about the heart attack's cause, it takes no imagination at all. It would be disastrous for every powerful stakeholder to admit DeMar Hamlin's collapse was caused by the jab. For Pfizer, it would be by far the highest profile collapse of a healthy young person from one of the shots. For the NFL and for the Bills, it's disastrous because they strongly encouraged, actually coerced players to get the vax and punish teams with lower vaccination rates. What if they now had to admit that they poisoned all of their players? And now, what about the game that Hemlin allegedly attended this past Sunday? Why did DeMar show up separately from his family? I mean, he's not playing in the game. Why wouldn't he just walk in with his mom and nephew? Why wouldn't he stop and get in front of the first camera that he saw to thank the millions of viewers for their prayers? Isn't it safe to assume literally everyone that was watching that game was anticipating hearing from Hamlin? Nope, not a word. As a matter of fact, he didn't even show his face. Hamlin was escorted in a security vehicle, sunglasses over his eyes, hood up, covering his whole face with a COVID mask. Does a person, by the way, who requires oxygen benefit from wearing an oxygen-inhibiting mask? And speaking of oxygen, does a person who requires oxygen run around without an oxygen tank? Oh, and speaking of running around, DeMar Hamlin was almost doing that. Certainly, we weren't the only ones that noticed the pep in his step. Again, this guy was dead on the field just a month ago and was brought back with CPR. And by the way, speaking of CPR, if CPR is performed correctly, the person being brought back to life, revived, is almost certain to have internal bruising at minimum, likely broken ribs and damaged cartilage. This was a guy that appeared almost ready to suit up and play in the game on Sunday. Hamlin never took his hood down, never removed his mask, never took off those hideous sunglasses, and didn't speak to a soul. It's just bizarre. When an NFL player makes a miraculous recovery or survives some huge hit or accident or major injury, the NFL is always quick to showcase them on the national stage, on the 50-yard line, even rolling them out in wheelchairs to celebrate their comeback or return to a stadium. Why was this different? Why are they hiding him away? Was that DeMar Hamlin at that stadium on Sunday? How would we know? But with a sports league worth billions of dollars and a pharma shot worth tens of billions, even trillions before this is all said and done, there's enough money in play for people to lie about it. That's just the truth. And if that means covering up the truth for people like this, that's a small price to pay. Look, we'll say it. We know that the bioweapon did this. The NFL knows that the shot did this. The doctors know that the jab did this. And according to a Rasmussen poll, almost 50% of Americans now say that they know someone that they suspect died suddenly as a result of being injected with Pfizer's heart attack shot of death. If DeMar Hamlin wasn't vaccinated, and if doctors had been able to justify any other cause for Hamlin's collapse on that field, they would have repeated it 1,000 times over again. But they haven't. Lauren Witzke is this show's executive producer. She's been looking into this bizarre unraveling of events, and she joins us now. Lauren, I'm just not buying it.
Right. And, you know, you had mentioned this is like a movie, and it really is, because if you remember the WHO leaked documents, they had a script prepared on what to do and what to happen during an high, quote unquote, high impact event, like, say, a viral documentary went out, or an NFL player died suddenly on a field. You know, as they rushed him from the hospital all the way home, put him on a plane, no concern of any cardiac issues, and all these distractions, even the millions and millions of people that paid or prayed for DeMar Hamlin and prayed for his recovery, which apparently he made a miraculous one. It couldn't have been chalked up to anything less than a miracle. And they have the audacity to gaslight us. You know, he even posted a picture on his Twitter last night making a joke like, quote unquote, clone. You know, it is suspicious that he would come out, hide his face after dying on a hospital bed, being on a ventilator, being on all these things. This is it's almost like it's all scripted from the beginning. This is how they play it out when they are ready to lie and cover up the fact that DeMar Hamlin had a heart attack in front of 10 million people because he was vaccinated, because the NFL force vaccinated their players. His team had 100% vaccination rate. That means that he was vaccinated. That means that since he's young and having a heart attack on the field, he suffered a vaccine injury. They're offering all this theater and distractions to coerce the public into believing that what they're seeing isn't real. Now, we remember going back to the Tuskegee trials. You know, they have no problem running experiments on Black people and not giving them informed consent and pushing on them that, hey, this is all okay. You can trust your government. You know, this goes all the way back to that. They are playing the same playbook. This was all scripted and they had it ready. And, you know, that's what we're watching come out now. And that's why people are like, this is so suspicious, because it is. And we're not crazy for asking these questions.
Just every single aspect of this, the timing from the doctors in Cincinnati, that this guy just gets discharged from a cardiac ICU. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I have heard from doctors who specialize in cardiology who have told me, Stu, it is really impossible for a guy who had rib-smashing CPR to be hooked up. He's taking selfies, smiling, no visible heart monitor, not hooked up to oxygen. We're told that he needs oxygen. Not knowing the cause of this severe heart attack, putting him on a plane. Being on a plane in and of itself with the pressurized cabin increases the possibility of a heart attack by a very large percentage. I think it's 12% is the amount of increase that you have just a normal person for having some sort of a heart issue on board the plane. They put a guy who had a severe heart attack without knowing the cause of said heart attack on a plane and flew him back to Buffalo, hoping that the Buffalo doctors could help find the cause. None of this makes any sense. And then if you combine that with the picture that he posted, clones, has to have something to do with the fact that everybody was paying attention. It was going viral all over every single social media platform. I'm seeing it on Truth Social. I'm seeing it on Twitter. I'm seeing it on Facebook. I'm seeing it on Instagram. It's all over the place. People want to know, who did we pray for and what was the result? And he's participating in helping to hide this from the people who prayed for him. It doesn't make any sense. And if you try to make sense of it, and if you try to say that this is conspiratorial in nature to talk about it and to ask these legitimate questions, then you are a victim. There's nothing that anybody can do to help you. You have fallen victim to the biggest psyop covering the biggest mass murder in history.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was genocidal maniacs who implemented a depopulation agenda. This is deeply rooted evil, but it's also well-funded. And there's no amount of money that they're willing to not spend in order to cover up their depopulation agenda. You know, they don't want people to know. They will. I mean, they literally told us safe and effective for pregnant women. Like, you can't even take aspirin when you're pregnant. Like, this was unreal. There is no extent to how far they will go, how much money they will spend to cover up what they have done. And the fact that Damar Hamlin, you know, realistically speaking, I know people who have had heart attacks and they were laid up in the hospital for at least 3 weeks. I don't even think he was in the hospital a week, and they were sending him on a plane back to, you know, Buffalo. And it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Yes, because it's not supposed to.
You don't get discharged like directly from a cardiac ICU either. From what I know, you go to your own room, you go to, you know, the med surge or general area of the hospital. You have nurses monitoring you. They're very closely monitoring your heart rhythms. They have you hooked up to monitors before they're going to put you on a plane, And then here he was. I mean, you saw him getting out of that security vehicle. He looked to have no pain at all. He allegedly had this CPR on the field. I mean, your ribs would be crushed. This just doesn't make sense, period. So, I mean, I'm just going to ask you, what do you think really is the case here? Do you think he's dead? Do you think that this is a clone? Do you think this is a body double? I mean, we have to ask these questions.
Right. So in my opinion, I think that, man, that's tough, because they're so good at this. They are so good at this, where we're just supposed to be confused. But it's distracting from the point that he was injured. He went into cardiac arrest because the NFL implemented a vaccine mandate on him. So we're supposed to be confused. We're supposed to be running around feeling like, oh, is he alive? Is he dead? Oh, are they putting clones out? Oh, now they're mocking us. That's the whole point, is to buy into the chaos, to distract from the fact that the NFL implemented a vaccine mandate on their players, and then their players are dropping dead on the fields. Now, I don't know Damar Hamlin's current state. I'm not his doctor. I've heard reports. However, based on what I'm seeing, somebody who just died on a table of cardiac arrest, had to be revived twice, isn't supposed to be walking around like that. They don't usually look like that. That is what I will say. But I wasn't there. I don't know. But I do see that this movie script is playing out in a way where it's trying to distract us from the point that this is a genocide. They are coming for us. They will exterminate us. They don't care. And then all this theater, they had this all planned out for the cover up. So, you know, I really don't know what the truth is. And that's the point, is we're not supposed to know, because we're supposed to be confused. We're supposed to spend all our time being busy and sharing viral tweets, confusing people. But the truth of the matter is we are fighting a depopulation agenda. And this is just a movie they're putting on for us.
Yeah. And sadly, the movie is taking a lot more high profile lives. Diamond of Diamond and Silk, rest in peace, Diamond, passed away. You know, Silk making some sort of a message to President Trump that she was poisoned or that this needs an investigation. I don't know if she means from the Wuhan bioweapon that was deployed on us on purpose, that chimerically engineered fake respiratory virus that was intentionally released on purpose just to push people toward the injectable version of the bioweapon to make them die suddenly. And it's having that effect, not to mention $9 million going into this charity account. Who put that money in there for Damar Hamlin? Was that Pfizer? Why did everybody look so stressed out and so nervous? Rather than being joyous and happy and running to the press and the media and saying, thank you so much. None of it makes sense. We're going to continue to ask the questions. We'll monitor this very closely. Until then, Lauren Witzke, thank you for your insight. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for talking about it, Stu.
Yeah, I mean, nobody else would. The number one threat facing humanity, an unprecedented mass murder taking place. And we're not supposed to ask questions about a player who was on a team with a 100% vaccination rate. The bioweapon was deployed by Pfizer. The bioweapon was deployed by the NFL. And we know what caused this. We're sorry about the cowardice of the rest of the media. We will not be a part of it. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
New Year. New you. How many people save? Today we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat, crush your cravings, maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at zstackprotocol.com.